This is Alive with Joseph.
So tonight, let's get straight. I'm going to just pick it up from where I left it. I'm not going to recap because I have very short time so that we can pray. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to go to our key text, which is Luke chapter 9 from verse 12 to 17. I read it says, "And when the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said unto him, Send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and the country round about and lodge and get victuals. For we are here in a desert place. But he said unto them, Give ye them to eat. And they said, We have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy meat for all these people. For they were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, Make them sit down by 50s in a company. And they did so and made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, looking up to heaven. Take note of that. He blessed them. Take note of that as well. And break and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And they did eat and were all filled. And there was taken up of fragments that remained to them 12 baskets. Amen. The Lord bless his word. Amen. So Jesus says to his disciples to take, he says to his disciples to give the people something to eat. And the disciples tells Jesus that we don't have enough. We can't, because we only have what is available to us right now is 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. We cannot give them to eat because we don't have enough. And even what we have will not be enough for everyone if we're to give them a little bite to have. So Jesus tells them to bring it to him what they have. So Jesus looks at them, tell them, give them to eat. They say, we don't have enough. We only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And Jesus says to them to bring what they have. I believe Jesus was trying to show to them that they don't need more to have more. When he said to them, bring what you have to me, he was simply making it clear to them that often you do not need more to have more. They brought the food to Jesus, and the first thing that Jesus did was, he lifted his voice and lifted his eyes to heaven. When you look at that scripture, when they brought the food to Jesus, the 5 fishes, the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, the first thing Jesus did was to look up to heaven. Jesus didn't look at the bread and the fish they brought to him. The Bible said he looked up to heaven. The Bible said he looked up to heaven. He didn't look at what was given to him. When they placed it in his hands, the Bible said, looking up to heaven. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, looking up to heaven. Looking up to heaven. He didn't look at the fish. He didn't look at the bread. He looked up to heaven. Hear this, friends. Whether or not you are going to be able to turn things around is going to be based on what you are looking at. What is it are you looking at? What are you looking at? Because if you only look at the bread and the fish in your hands, you will not be able to turn things around. If you only look at the bread and the fish in your hands, you will never see enough, because the bread and the fish in your hands will never be enough. But friends, if you look up to God in heaven, you will always see more than enough, because he is the God that supplies all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So Jesus, they placed the bread in his hands. They placed the fish in his hands. He didn't look at what was in his hands. He looked up to God in heaven. I pray for you that in this season, may your eyes be on God in the name of Jesus. I say, may your eyes be on God in the name of Jesus. May you look up to heaven for help in the name of Jesus. David said, I will look unto the hill. Where will my help come from? He said, my help comes from the heaven and earth, the God who made the heaven and earth. I pray for you. May your eyes be fixed on God in the name of Jesus. May you not look up to any man. May you look up to God alone in the name of Jesus. And as you look up to God, receive divine assistance in the name of Jesus. I say, be divinely assisted in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight if you believe that. Jesus looked up to heaven and he gave thanks. After looking up to heaven, the next thing he did was to give thanks. He gave thanks for what was put in his hands. He did not complain. He gave thanks for what was put in his hands. Jesus has 5,000 men to feed, excluding women and children. And in his hands was only 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. And he took what was in his hands, took that which was not enough that was in his hands, and the first thing Jesus did was to give thanks. The first thing Jesus did was to give thanks. The first thing Jesus did was to give thanks. That is the very thing that many people would have been complaining about. Jesus took it, looks up to heaven, and he said, Father, I thank you. The very thing that would have stressed out a lot of people. The very thing that a lot of people would have murmured about, complained about. Jesus looks at the very thing, and the first thing he did, or the first thing that came out of his mouth was, Father, thank you. Hear this, friends. Multiplication cannot happen without appreciation. Multiplication cannot happen without appreciation for what you currently possess. Gratitude is the seed for more. Gratitude is the seed for more. You will never have to worry about more if you learn how to be grateful for what you have. You will never have to be worried about more or for more when you are grateful for what you have, because gratitude is the seed for more. When God finds you grateful, he starts getting uniquely generous with you. Why? Because gratitude is the seed for more. I pray for you. May you not complain in the name of Jesus. Receive the grace to be grateful in the name of Jesus. I say, receive the grace to be grateful in the name of Jesus. May you always sow the seed of gratitude in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice. Thunder Father, I thank you. Thunder Father, I thank you. Thank you. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Multiplication cannot happen without appreciation for what you currently possess. And our text says, he blessed it, then he broke it, then he gave it away. He blessed it, he broke it, he gave it away. As long as the 2 fishes and 5 loaves were whole, they were limited to what they could achieve. They were limited to how they could be distributed. The multiplication came on the other side of the brokenness. He took it, he blessed it, he broke it, he gave it away. The multiplication for the fish and bread to multiply, it came on the other side of the brokenness. Listen, friends, but the brokenness didn't happen until he blessed it. The brokenness didn't happen until he blessed it. The brokenness is not to break you. The brokenness is an indication that he has already blessed you. Listen, friends, your heavenly Father has already blessed you. The Bible says he has blessed us with the blessings from heavenly places in Christ Jesus, with all spiritual blessings. He has blessed you. So every time you go through brokenness, it is simply because the Lord has blessed you. Every time you see yourself in a season of brokenness, it's because God has blessed you, because God cannot break what has not been blessed. And every time what has been blessed is broken, is because that thing is about to be a blessing to others. I don't know who you are. You are about to be a blessing to others. I say you're about to be a blessing to others. As you come out of your broken season, you will be a blessing to others in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your loudest amen. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. He blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it away. He blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it away. The blessing you carry enables you to handle the breaking season. The blessing you carry. Listen, friends, the multiplication came on the other side of the breaking. He was able to use the fish and the bread in a way he couldn't before until they were broken. And some of you right now, you are in your breaking season. and the enemy is telling you that God has forsaken you. No. The reason why you are in your breaking season is because there are things that God wants to use you to do, that if you do not go through the breaking season, you will not be enough for others. In the breaking season, he gives you a large heart. In the breaking season, he teaches you how to depend on him. In the breaking season, he teaches you how to sit down. He told the disciples, ask them to sit down in 50s. When you sit, is a posture of rest. In the breaking season, you learn how to rest. You learn how to rest. Give the Lord your praise tonight. I say, give the Lord your praise tonight. So some of you right now, you are in your breaking season. And can I tell you this? You are about to enter into your season of multiplication in the name of Jesus. And you will enter, no devil will stop you, in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise one more time. Listen, there are places that God can use you that he can't use me. Do you know why? Because you have been broken in that area. And I have not been broken in that area. Let me help those of you who are still finding it difficult, you know, to identify purpose. This is the way to identify your purpose. Every time you want to identify purpose, identify your source of pain. Because where the enemy attacks you the most is the area he is more afraid of you. Where the enemy attacks you the most, it is the area he is more afraid of you. He doesn't want you to get it together in that area, because he knows when you get it together in that area, Ayana Maradaya, you will mess him up. So he keeps attacking you in that area because he knows that is the area God will use the most. And I pray for you, may you not succumb to the attacks of the enemy in the name of Jesus. May you not bow to the pressures of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. So you and I must make up our mind to turn our miseries into a ministry. We have to get to the place where you tell the devil to his face, you are not going to put me through all of this pain and not pay me for it. Oh, you didn't hear me. Listen, never come out of any battle without a payment. Never come out of any battle without a payment. You're not going to allow the devil put you through that pain and not pay you for it. There are so many of you listening to me right now. Satan is about to give to you some compensation for all of the agitation he has caused you. Get ready for compensation. I say, get ready for compensation. Get ready for restoration with compensation in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, if a thief is caught, he should be made to pay back also with the substance of his house. He should not just pay back what he has stolen. Other things that he has in his house, he must use it to pay you back. I don't know who it is. I came to announce it's payback time for you in the name of Jesus. I say it's payback time for you in the name of Jesus. Get ready, whatever agitation hell has cost you, it will pay you back with compensation in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight if you believe it. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Thunder after me, it is payback time. Thunder, I receive payment with compensation. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. Never go through a battle without coming out with compensation. Never go through any battle without coming out with compensation. David said to Saul, what will be given to the man who kills this Goliath? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus breaks the bread and the fishes and gave it away. And after everybody has eaten and are full, then they have 12 baskets left over. The writer of the book of Luke, he's a physician. Luke is a physician. So when you read the book of Luke, one of the things you will discover is the book of Luke is very detailed. It is in the book of Luke that you will know the kind of sickness that Jesus healed. The man is very detailed. He's a physician, very detailed. So why did he feel the need for you and I to know that it was 12 baskets that was left over? I don't believe that it was just a detail that he randomly placed there. Why did he feel the need? Luke, who is detailed in his writing, made sure that you and I know that it was 12 baskets that was left over. And the Bible makes it clear that Jesus has 12 disciples. So though Luke didn't say this, So could it be that the 12 baskets went to the 12 disciples? Could it be? Because you cannot tell me that Jesus was confused. Jesus is very intentional. Could it be that Jesus knew that his disciples were busy serving people and they never had the time to eat? So could it be that they were busy serving people, and he knew, he could see that they are not having the time to eat. So when he had to make sure there was leftover, he made sure that there was leftover to go around the 12 of them. He made sure that there was leftover to go around the 12 of them. I believe Jesus was saying to them, there is no way I will let you all feed everybody else and you go home hungry. There is no way I will let you take care of others and you are not taken care of. There is no way I will let you take care of the needs of others and your own needs are not taken care of. Jesus was like, you have blessed others. I'm also going to make sure that you are blessed as well. I don't know who you are. You've been serving, you've been giving, you've been honoring God, you've been giving all your all. I came to tell you, it is payback time from God in the name of Jesus. You've been nourishing others. God will nourish you in the name of Jesus. I say, God will nourish you in the name of Jesus. My God never owes anybody. He knows how to repay. One thing you and I should know is our God will never owe any mortal. And the book of Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10, the Bible says, for God is not unjust. He will not forget how hard you have worked for him, how you have shown your love to him by caring for other believers as you still do. I declare over you, the Lord will reward you this year in the name of Jesus. I say, God will reward you in the name of Jesus. Some of you have been taking care of God's house, taking care of things in the house of God. You've been serving, you've been volunteering, and you're looking at yourself, will God ever pay me back? My friend, I may not tell you thank you, but the God who knows how to repay, he sent us to come and tell you, he will pay you back in the name of Jesus. I say, he will pay you back in the name of Jesus. Peter came to Jesus. We have followed you. What will be our reward? We have followed and followed you. What will be our reward? I came to announce the Lord will reward you in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your loudest amen. Your labor in the house of God, it has not gone unnoticed. The Lord will reward every volunteer in this house in the name of Jesus. Every tither, the Lord will reward you in the name of Jesus. Every giver, the Lord will reward you in the name of Jesus. I announce over you, receive your reward in the name of Jesus. Give me three powerful amen. Two, three. Give the Lord your praise. You can't nourish others and not be nourished. Ayana Marada, do you know why I wake up every morning and I serve you? I do that because I know I follow a God that knows how to repay. He may not give me cash, but my children's destiny is guaranteed. Ayana Marada, my great-grandchildren, I guarantee their future guaranteed because God knows how to reward. Ah, he will reward you in the name of Jesus. My friend, keep serving, keep serving, keep serving, keep serving, keep serving, keep giving, keep serving, keep giving. Akota barataya, receive your reward in the name of Jesus. Celebrate the Lord tonight, hallelujah. I say celebrate the Lord. Those who are expecting a reward, celebrate the Lord. Except if you're not serving. Ah, if you're not serving, this one is not for you. This portion of the message is not for you. But those who are serving, akaparataya, genemonde, liskoparande, ligagadu kapataya, peru sete. You have given in one way or another. You have served in one way or another. Alabaradada. You have moved the gospel forward. I came to declare, receive your reward in the name of Jesus. Be rewarded in the name of Jesus. Be rewarded in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that tonight. Give Jesus your praise tonight. Hey! Your labor of winning souls, bringing people to church, God will reward you. I say he will reward you. I say he will reward you. Give the Lord your praise.
He made sure there was 12 baskets left. Because he saw them laboring for others. And he said, I'm not let you go empty handed. Stretch your hands. Everybody stretch your hands. Shakaparataya. Luskopata. I prophesy over those hands. No more empty hands in the name of Jesus. I said, no more empty hands in the name of Jesus. No more empty hands in the name of Jesus. Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. They gave Jesus 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. And by the time Jesus finished with it, he turned it around. Jesus turned it around without any instructions. He thanked God for it, but never asked God what to do with it. I don't know why I'm returning back to this. You know, some of you right now, people have mocked you for serving God. But it's so strong in my spirit. God will so reward you openly that those who mock you will come and celebrate your reward with you. Those who mocked you, they are returning back to celebrate your reward with you in the name of Jesus. So Jesus turned it around without any instruction. He thanked God for it, but never asked God what to do with it. And the reason he didn't ask God for instruction was because God trusted his innovation. God trusted his innovation. We are made in the image of God. We are made in the likeness of God. So sometimes God's silence is not an indication of his anger. Sometimes the silence of God is an indication of his trust. Are you following me tonight? So what he's simply saying is, I don't have to talk to you about this. Why? I have given you what it takes to handle it. And that is why many of you listening to me, you need to have confidence and courage in the ability of God in you. Because sometimes God is saying, I will not tell you how to sort this out. Why? Because I know you have what it takes to fix it. Thunder, I have what it takes to fix it. Thunder, I have what it takes to fix it. Jesus lifted it up. He didn't ask God, God, so what do I do with it? No. Because God has also given him the multiplier's anointing. So he lifted it up, acknowledged the King of Kings, and God knew you have enough innovation to transform the situation. So God is like, I'm not going to tell you how to handle that devil that is busy making noise in your family. Why? Because you have what it takes to handle him. I will not tell you how to come out of that lack because you have what it takes to come out of lack. I'm not going to tell you how to turn that thing around because you have what it takes to turn it around. I have put on the inside of you what it takes. You are the express image of God. You are the express image of God. When God created Adam and Eve, he told them to multiply. Not just only to procreate. He told them multiply. Take the pattern of Eden you have seen. Go multiply it on the planet Earth. Because I've put that grace upon you. So sometimes God is not talking because he trusts you. Say, God, trust me. Say, God, trust me. Say, God, trust me. And he wants you to use his ability in you. When the church entered this building, and it is I saw in the vision, God came to me from heaven and said, now, Joseph, this is how the stage must be. This is no. After we entered, we have thanked him and entered. The innovation I've put on the inside of you. The guys who gave us the building, each time they come in here, they are shocked. Because the building looks so confusing. When you walk in, it was one of the most confusing territories you can enter into. My friend, you have the grace for innovation. You have the grace for innovation. Stop bottling your mind. Think. The ability of God is on your inside. The Creator's grace is upon you. Think. There's an anointing on you. To be innovative. And Jesus lifted it. And he gave thanks. And he proceeded without instruction. Because God has given you the anointing of ingenuity to be able to figure it out and turn it around. Hear this, friends. God specializes on what, but he's very stingy with how. See, now, pause and think. God will give you a lot of what's, but he won't give you a lot of how's. He didn't give David how to take down Goliath. It wasn't God that spoke to David and said, take 5 smooth stones and use the sling in your hands. No. He didn't. He didn't tell David how. God left to David when he came to dealing with Goliath. God left it in the hands of David. God left David to be able to figure it out. What do you have in your hands? The prophet came to the woman. He said, what do you have in your house? She said, I have nothing but a pot of oil. That's enough. Whatever you have in your hands is enough. God will give you a lot of what's. He won't give you a lot of how's. It wasn't God that told David to take 5 smooth stones. Friends, this doesn't mean that you have declared independence from God. It simply means that God answered all your prayers before you prayed them. And by how he made you, he answered your prayers. So God is saying, I have designed you. I made you to be able to turn things around. I have created you to turn things around. You have been empowered to turn things around. God said to Adam and Eve, be fruitful. You multiply. You replenish the earth. You multiply. You replenish the earth. But he didn't tell them how. And the reason he said to them, be fruitful, multiply, is because if he didn't tell them to go multiply, they would not know that they have the capacity to do it. My friend, you have the capacity to do it. You go multiply. You go multiply. I say go multiply in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So could it be that the reason why some of you haven't advanced the way you ought to advance in the last few months is because you have been waiting on God to turn around what he is not going to turn around if you don't turn it around. Do you know, friends, that his commitment, oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, we quote that scripture all the time, Ephesians 3:20. His commitment to do exceedingly abundantly above all you ask or think is according to the power that works in you. Let's read it. Are you ready, everybody? Online, are you ready? In the building, are you ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Read it for the second time. 1, 2, 3, go. Stop. To him who is what? Able to do. To him who is what? Able to do. To him who is what? Able to do. Continue. Immeasurably. More than all we ask or imagine. Then he now said, now don't look to heaven, because what to do is in you. He said, according to his power that is already domiciled on the inside of you. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Please give God your praise tonight. According to his power, child of God, you turn it around. Turn every opportunity that comes your way around. And listen, friends, I've come to discover that sometimes the reason why some people don't turn opportunities around is because those opportunities, they look like 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. God never gives you a bakery. One servant of God says, anything God will give to you, he gives to you in a raw material form. Then you turn it around. His power is at work on your inside. His power is at work. So the reason why many are not turning opportunities around is because the opportunities look like 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. And for some of you, when it is small, you don't give it your all. When it is small, listen, I didn't start preaching sweating like this. I started preaching sweating like this when our life church was in the corner Excelsior, where we used to be 2 or 3. When you arrive, you would think I'm preaching to a crusade. with my tie. I'll wear the tie. I'll put my pocket square. I'll put my flowers. I will shine my shoe. I will wear my suit. I will arrive. God is about to do something new. When you are passing, you think that, hey, which guest speaker is this? It is the pastor of the house. I don't look at the congregation to decide how I treat God's people. So you think, no. I started sweating like this, not because of the crowd, my friend, but because I understand the magnitude of the assignment that heaven has placed on us. Whether it is two or three are gathered, I preach like that, because one soul in heaven matters a lot. Give the Lord your praise tonight. There are pastors who can't preach with that crowd. There are pastors I know. During their midweek service, those years, the man will come, he will look, he will just tell the junior pastors, Amu, you preach. He will just go and sit inside the office. Sometimes he will just drive off. Then after driving off, he checks when the service will be over, he drives back, collects the offering from them, and he goes again. And I'm not telling you what they told me. I'm telling someone I know very well. But today the ministry no longer exists. It has shut down. Some of you, when it is small, you don't give it your all. You don't give it your all. When it is small, we tell you to arrange chairs. You don't like that one. You want to stand on the pulpit. But you forget that it is in arranging chairs we see your heart. He's in arranging chairs. We see your heart. So when it is not a glamorous one, you don't like it. Jesus received 2 fishes and 5 loaves. And the reason why many of you are not making progress is because what you have in your hands is 2 fishes and 5 loaves. And God is saying, that is more than enough. It 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 is more than enough. So when it is too small, you don't pay attention to it. And yet the Bible says, do not despise the days of little beginning. Give the Lord your praise tonight. I say, give the Lord your praise tonight. So many of you, you've missed the opportunity God gave you because it came like 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. So you treated it with dishonor. So many of you need to treat your 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread opportunity the way David treated his opportunity to be a musician for King Saul. After he was anointed a king, his next deployment was not to sit on the throne. His next deployment was to go and be a musician for King Saul. That was his next deployment. To go and be playing his harp and be singing. He didn't say, we don't love this oil on my head. Play music. No. After God finished anointing him, his next deployment... Some of you, God finish anointing, you're expecting mega crowd. God is saying, no. Mega village. Listen, if some of you have been pastoring a life church when it was small, you will have given up, if not all of you. It took courage to look at, you arrive, it's where 2 or 3 are gathered. And you celebrate God. You give God praise. You bless the people. Forgive me. Because the people know that where your pastor is, where 2 or 3 are gathered, they see you in the city. They act, they say grace revolution because they know it is where 2 or 3 are gathered. Some of you, your opportunity is 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. And heaven is sitting down, waiting to see what you do. Some of you, the 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread is another man's business. The way you're treating it. You come anyhow, do anyhow. It doesn't concern you. The Bible says, if you're not faithful
in another man's thing. So you treat it anyhow. You can't wait for child time. You're already at the door. You're already at the door. When they ask you to do anything, you're saying, this is not my job description. Well done, Mrs. Job Description. Well done. Continue. Continue job description. So when it is time for lifting, you are bypassed. Ask your neighbor, what are you doing with the two fishes and five loaves in your hands? Ask them. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with the two fishes and five loaves in your hand? So David had the anointing to be king, as I close here. But his first job offer was to be a personal musician to a king God has vacated from his life, to a man God has rejected. He didn't get there and disrespect him and say, God has left you, Mr. Man. We are the reigning guys. We are the guys now that are reigning. That is why I look at the young ministers who keep talking evil about fathers. I laugh. Because you feel that you have the latest revelation. My friend, there's no latest revelation. Everything in the kingdom is an addition. Before you start, the same father's revelation got you saved. The same fathers you are despising, there's the same revelation gave you your salvation. David didn't get there and said to Saul, you are a fallen king. The God has departed you. I am not a new king. He didn't. Listen, if he had done that, Saul would have killed him. His first job offer was to be a musician. But he went into the palace as a musician. He came out of the palace as the king. I don't know who you are. Get ready. You're coming out of the palace a king in the name of Jesus. You're coming out a king in the name of Jesus. Hear this, friends. When you have a multiplier's mindset, you enter in an unceremoniously way. But by the time you are done, you end up owning the place. And because it is two fish and five loaves, people end up missing it. And I'm not saying to you that, you know, the remaining days of this year, you know, it will be easy. But one thing I can guarantee you, the remaining days of this year, it will be amazing for you in the name of Jesus. It will be amazing for you in the name of Jesus. Listen, friends, you can't control what comes your way, but you can control how to turn it around. And God will not give us the command to multiply if you and I have not been given the grace to multiply. So when God tells us to multiply, it's because we have the mantle to multiply. We have the grace to multiply. Child of God, it is in you to multiply. Everything you need to bring to pass that dream is already in you. It is time for you and I to turn it around. And I declare over you, turn everything around in the name of Jesus. Turn every opportunity around in the name of Jesus. Turn every ability God has given to you around in the name of Jesus. I say, turn it around in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. Do you know that the devil can't take what God has given to you? The Bible says, for the gift and his call are irrevocable. Romans 11 verse 29. But Satan can blind you towards the gifts and the ability you have been given. He cannot take it, but he can blind you. He can cause you to underestimate what you have and make you sit in apathy on what you have. And many of you are sitting in apathy on what you have. You are underestimating it. When you study the Bible, you will notice, I close here, the Apostle Paul, his spiritual son Timothy, did the exact same thing. Paul had to come to him and he said to Timothy. Timothy was sitting on what he had. Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6. He said, for this reason, I remind you, fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of hands. Paul was saying to Timothy, you are underutilizing the gift in you. Timothy, fan it into flame. Fan it into flame. Put the King James Version for me.
Fan it into flame, Timothy. The two fishes and five loaves you have been given, fan it into flame. He says here in the book of the same 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6. He said, whereunto I put thee in remembrance that you stay up. That's what I'm looking for. Stay up. Stay up. Stay up your five loaves and two fishes. Stay it up. Stay it up, child of God. Stay it up. The ability of God in you. Stay it up. Stay it up. Stay it up. Weeping may have endured for the night. Joy comes in the morning. Stay it up. Child of God, wake up the joy in you. Wake it up. Stay up what God has given you. Though the night may seem weary, but joy is coming. Joy is coming. Joy is coming in the morning. Stay up what God has given you. Stay it up. Stay it up. And the TPT translation tells us this. The same scripture. If you can put it for me. Stay it up. Stay up. Thank you. I'm writing to encourage you. To fan into flame. And rekindle. The fire of spiritual gift. God imparted to you. When I laid my hands upon you. Say rekindle it. Timothy, I can see. After I laid hands on you, battle came. And you looked at the two fish and five loaves in your hands. You say it's nothing. You are sitting on it. I have come to encourage you. I have come to encourage you, Timothy. Stay it up. I don't know who you are. I came to declare over you in this season. May you stay up what God has given you in the name of Jesus. The two fishes and five loaves in your hands, may it not die in your hands in the name of Jesus. May it not die in your hands in the name of Jesus. May you not sit on it and it is dead in your life in the name of Jesus. What God has given to you, I prophesy, multiply it, turn it around in the name of Jesus. I said, turn it around in the name of Jesus. Use it to feed multitudes in the name of Jesus. What God has put in your life, use it to feed multitudes in the name of Jesus. You are in a breaking season right now and you think it is over with you. I came to declare, the reason you are in the breaking season is because God has blessed you. You are about to reach out to many. You are about to be a blessing to many. And I declare, you will not die in your breaking season in the name of Jesus. I say, you will not die in your breaking season in the name of Jesus. You will not die in your breaking season in the name of Jesus. I announce over you tonight, welcome to your morning season in the name of Jesus. You may have gone through your weeping season, weeping endures for the night, but joy comes in the morning. I welcome you to your daybreak in the name of Jesus. I welcome you to your daybreak in the name of Jesus. I came to announce it is daybreak for you in the name of Jesus. Thunder, it is daybreak for me. Thunder, it is daybreak for me. Thunder, right now, every two fishes and five loaves of bread that is in my hand, I turn it around. Thunder, I turn it around. Thunder, I turn it around. Thunder, I turn my misery into a ministry. I turn my battles into testimonies in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Celebrate the Lord tonight. Let's rise on our feet. Celebrate the Lord tonight.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.